is your girl, Coach E. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. I hope that you guys are doing well and you have tapped into whatever you desire this year, whatever you're expecting God, whatever you're expecting the universe, whatever you are expecting potentially to happen and show up for you, whoever you're expecting to show up for you. But more importantly, are you showing up for yourself? This is the first episode of this year. I kind of just want to delve into this really quick and get on with my day. I know that the past few years, I have just been in transition and stripping myself of what everyone else wanted me to be, but also evolving into what my creator really destined and created and designed me to be, which is Coach E, my authentic self. I cuss. I get angry. I hold grudges. I have accepted the shadow side of me, and I've accepted the pure parts of me, that I don't beat myself up for being the nice, sweet girl anymore, and it just is what it is, and that's just who God created me to be. I used to hate that. I didn't like how I overshared at some point, but I realized as I healed through this journey that it was attached to childhood traumas, and I needed that inner childhood session of healing and that journey of healing the little girl within me. In these podcasts, I'm going to often refer to the little girl. I'm going to reference my younger version and my younger self. She's with me all the time. I don't think I knew enough to not separate the two. There are times when she shows up, when she's frightened, when I'm feeling insecure, when I'm not feeling at my best. And instead of burying it down or projecting that on someone, I sit with it. I address the little girl. I speak to her. I love her. I show up for her. And in that reason, the reason why is so that I can still show up for the adult version of me. And I can show myself how to honor my truth, my authenticity. And I can put all of that together to be my best self. And it may not be for anybody else but me. And that's sometimes the whole point of it all. So today I want to talk about safe spaces and sacred circles. And everybody has their own idea of what a safe space is and what a sacred circle is. I want to talk about it in particular because I don't really have a lot of people in those safe spaces. I worked extremely hard and diligent to make sure it was a right fit for me, first of all. Did I go out and do interviews? No, not exactly. But I was able to do the process of elimination according to the things that I had healed from and was learning and some of the behaviors I was unlearning. And so a lot of that ended up working out for me. And I've made, you know, what they say, you didn't make the cut. I made the necessary adjustments so that those that are for me and that I needed and those that needed me, we have the same likeness and the same like mind. So what I'll tell you, let me start with what a safe space and a sacred circle is not. Let's start there. I learned this the hard way, and I learned it by trying to show up for someone or some people that didn't have the capacity to show up for me. I was trying to love someone that just didn't have the capacity, and I'm not just gonna stop there, didn't have the desire to love me back. And even once they realized that they didn't, they weren't willing to put in the work for it, for themselves. And honestly, maybe I just wasn't worth it. I know the big thing to say is you fumbled a person, and it's a big cliche type thing to say you fumbled me. I won't say that he fumbled me. I'll just say that I had to deal with the truth of the fact that I just wasn't a good fit for him. He wasn't willing to go through any adjustments for me. And that's okay. It hurt like hell, and I've had to heal through it. And I held grudges and I was resentful, but I realized that I just wasn't the one. And sometimes we want to be the one so bad, and it just isn't a good fit. And I think that pain not only stems from being rejected, but it also stems from something in childhood, from being rejected or abused or neglected in some form or fashion. When we talk about childhood trauma, people think it's always a physical abuse, and it's not. You could have both parents in the home and still be experience childhood trauma. So it comes in shapes and forms, and I'm going to talk about that in my childhood trauma, my inner childhood session that I have for my clients when I'm life coaching them. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the year, because I think a lot of people don't understand it. And because we don't understand, the Bible says we perish for the lack of knowledge. And I think that part of them dies, or it's never stirred or birthed, and it's deformed because nobody's ever developing that part of life emotionally, physically, mentally. So safe spaces and sacred circles, it's not one-sided. It's not one-dimensional. You know, it's not just me or that person or you giving all the time. It's not one-dimensional. Another thing that safe and sacred spaces and circles is not, it's not masked, meaning I'm not going to come with my mask. I'm not going to come with the makeup. I'm not going to come loaded with all of this ego. I'm going to come vulnerable. I'm going to come broken. I'm going to come authentic. I'm going to be exactly who I am. And sometimes that version of me is rough and moody and insecure and has anger issues and is disappointed and misunderstood. So think about that. However you are when you are not wearing a mask, that is how you create a safe and sacred circle and space. For yourself, obviously, but for those that are in those spaces that you share with. A safe and sacred space is not insensitive. I mean, everybody is in the era, we're going to laugh about it, and we are. But sometimes we have to let go of the LOL at the end of the statement or the message. We have to stop sending the laughing emojis, and we sometimes just have to say how we feel. No matter how uncomfortable it is, no matter how difficult it may be to say it out loud to someone and to hear it and absorb it. And that's okay. Another thing that safe and sacred spaces is not, is it's not being ignored. You can't be in a safe space. You can't be sacred in a shared space with people or a person and you're being ignored or you're ignoring them. That is a coward way of not dealing with and making someone or people feel less than. Instead of communicating and saying, I'm not in the space or I don't have the capacity to do this. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, or maybe not ever. But deliberately shutting down on someone, ignoring it. I know that is a fight or flight response to for some people that have experienced trauma. But on the person on the other end, it's very hard because you have to use silence and the lack of conversation and dialogue to try and figure it out. And we know how our mind is. So if you've been left to your own imagination at times, just think about that. And you know how crazy it is because you're talking to yourself instead of having dialogue with that person and get clarity and understanding. Which brings me to the next thing. Dialogue. If you're not communicating, this is with people in your circle or your space, or someone's not open to it, then you can't really call it safe and sacred because you're just really there by yourself. Inconsistency is not a safe and sacred thing to be in. That's not a safe space. Inconsistency? No. Some people are consistent with being inconsistent, and that is a message, and that makes a statement all in itself. So you have to keep that in mind. And being mean, you know, corporate has gone through a mean, it's kind of been like the mean girl era where people are mean spirited and they're cliquish, and it's like we're gonna shit on the new girl, or we're gonna shit on the pretty girl, or we're gonna shit on the quiet girl, or we're gonna shit on the really excelled girl. It's been a mean girl era for some time now. I guess I didn't really realize it because I just didn't move in those spaces. But when I was in corporate and I left the end of last year, it just made me sick to my stomach. So many people in position and influence and power have the mean girl spirit. They're very mean spirited. They're very judgmental. And when you find people that are often very judgmental and mean spirited, that lets you know that they have not accepted themselves. That's really them projecting what's going on the inside of them. They can mask it however they want. So we know that being mean-spirited and not tender-hearted, kind-hearted, is not a safe and sacred space for your friends. So we got that out of the way. So what is a safe space? What is a sacred space? Well, obviously that foundation has to be trust, because if you don't trust who's in your circle, or you don't even trust yourself to be vulnerable, then you don't even have any companionship. You have no camaraderie. You have to be able to trust, not only trust other people, but trust yourself to be open and vulnerable and authentic. Reciprocity is important, but let's talk about the level of reciprocity. Not meaning if I'm a talker and you're a texter, it doesn't mean that if that's not my comfort zone or it's something that I flow in, that I have to pick up the phone and talk to you because that's your comfort zone or that's how you communicate. It means that even though that's what you do and that's not what I do, you meet in the middle somewhere and you say, okay, I see that you've called. You acknowledge it and you still can reciprocate that same energy and give what they give you. I have to say that because I think sometimes people often misunderstand what reciprocity is. If I give you $50, I'm not saying you owe me $50 back. But given that same spirit, given that good measure, giving that same energy, given the same intention is what reciprocity is. Some people, depending on their love language, are gift givers. Some people, words of affirmation. So in that moment of your circle, how is it safe? How do you secure your foundation? Is there reciprocity? Meaning if you are always answering the phone, always showing up for someone, when you're in need and when it's needed, and when it's your time, can they do the same for you? Not the same actual action or movement or in monetary gifting, but can they give you the same measure? Can they show up for you? Can they create boundaries? Can they honor your boundaries? Those are some of the things with reciprocity. We'll talk a little bit about what the heart of reciprocity is throughout the year too, because I think sometimes that's misunderstood. Is there love? Genuine love, meaning no judgment. You can be as free, you can be as vulnerable, you can tell your darkest secrets. Are you able to be completely honest with the things that you don't want to tell anybody about, that you really just talk to God about? Can you love that person and not hold them in contempt for whatever they share? Love for me for many years was conditional. I'll keep it all the way a buck with you. Shit, I loved you and it depended on how the conditions were. And I'm just being honest. I am now learning and have been operating in unconditional love. And I realize that I have the capacity for it, but I don't always have the compassion for it. And so that's a huge thing you have to ask yourself. Do I have the capacity to love them? Yeah, I do all day long. But do I have the compassion to do it in spite of all things? And that's where you can draw the line of if you love someone or not. For some people, I don't have the compassion for, and I'm just keeping it real. But there are other people that I absolutely will extend grace and compassion because I do. But we all, at some point, when you're on your healing journey, we have the capacity to be unconditional in how we love, receiving love and giving love. But do you have the compassion? The next thing is, can you be truthful? I know we're talking about trust, but can you be truthful? Can you be honest, even if it's hurting someone's feelings? Like, I hear you. Can you hear them, but still speak your truth? And that's hard. The Bible says in Psalms, David wrote, "Keep me from lying to myself so that I may know the instructions and the wisdom of the Lord." And I constantly say that scripture because I had to tell myself, Eunice, quit lying to yourself. You're not okay. Quit lying to yourself. You're depressed. Quit lying to yourself. You're angry. Quit lying to yourself. One of the biggest lies I told myself is that I don't hold grudges. And I do. I still do. I work through it. It depends on the situation. I got to sit with it, journal it, pray about it. But I do very much hold grudges and I will treat people accordingly. So I have to work on that. The last thing is there dialogue? Dialogue. communication, meaning it is twofold. Dia, if you break down the word dialogue, D-I-A is two, duo. Is there communication that is where it's parallel? Is it going back and forth? Are there words exchanged? Is there energy exchange? And I'm going to talk about a little bit later about sexual energy exchange and dialogue, because that's a nonverbal dialogue, which is why women get confused when men are constantly having sex with them again and again, but labeling it that we're not in a relation. That's how situationships come, and they're not in relationships. That's why women get confused, because sex is an energy exchange. It's a dialogue between two people, two spirits. So it's an exchange going on of power, of energy, you know? So dialogue is in verbal and nonverbal. Body language. We're going to talk about that this year too. So these are some things, I'm not going to hold you long, that let you know you are a safe space and a sacred space for others, but that they are for you. Again, as I said earlier, my circle is small, and I love it because I can go through all these things I just listed and I can check them off. And that lets me know for myself, I'm safe and I'm sacred. But I also have a safe and sacred space for those that are connected to me. And you have to be particular about that, about those that you let in your circle and those that how you are in other circles, if that makes sense. So I love you guys. Please give me some feedback and let me know what you thought about the safe spaces and sacred circles. This is your girl, Coach E. Again, you can reach out to me, social media, email, if you have my number, obviously, but on all social media handles is Coach Eunice Jones, Coach E. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Again, Happy New Year.